Today is Judica Sunday, the fifth Sunday in Lent, and the gospel appointed for today is from St. John's Gospel, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 46th verse. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear because you are not of God. Then the Jews answered and said to him, Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Then the Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets. And you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead. Whom do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior. Amen. It is proclaimed in the words of today's introit, Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. These words, drawn from Psalm 43, well describe what we see in the gospel reading appointed for this day. There can be no compromise between the words of Christ and the words of the Jews. Four times our Lord speaks to them, and four times they answer, thrice answering with accusatory questions, and their final answer is to take up stones against him. In the face of their opposition to his word, Christ Jesus does not moderate his proclamation. Rather, he makes it all the sharper and clearer until he proclaims his divine nature to them in clear words, saying, Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Thus Jesus identifies himself to be the God of Israel, who declared unto Moses in Exodus chapter 3, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. The one who spoke to Moses from the burning bush now stood in his temple in Jerusalem, and it was as St. John wrote in the first chapter of his gospel, He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But St. John also wrote, But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Those who opposed him were not of God, because they oppose the word of God. But we receive his word with joy, for that word has brought us out of death and into life. Jesus is the living word, God in flesh, whose gospel proclaims the forgiveness of sins through his blood. Our secular media often acts as if truth, and certainly morality, were determined by public opinion polls. But neither opposition nor support determine the morality or immorality of an action or belief. It is God who reveals truth, including the truth of his holy law. Thus our Lord stands alone against the vile accusations of the crowd. Their opposition to his teaching does not affect the truth of his teaching. It simply proves that his hearers are unbelievers, despite their claims to follow the true God. Jesus says, Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God. In fact, our Lord's words just prior to these were even stronger, for he said, Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. To belong to God is to hear his word, which is truth. Those who do not hear the truth are children of the devil, who is a liar, and his offspring are liars as well. Thus Jesus said to the Jews, And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him, and keep his word. The lie brings death. Thus the devil was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When men become sinners, they enter into death and lies. Their bondage to the evil one is a bondage to all that is wicked, but especially to death and lies. Lies cannot bear the presence of the truth, and yet they only exist by existing in distinction from the truth. Truth needs nothing outside of itself. But the lie is parasitic, either a perversion which conceals truth, or as an open falsehood which opposes truth. The Jews imagined themselves to be great saints, for they said, Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead. Whom do you make yourself out to be? Now they might have imagined that this sounded very pious to their own ears. By seeking to wrap themselves in the robes of Abraham and the prophets, they try to claim the saints of old as the fathers of their false teachings. But Jesus says to them, It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Thus their claim to know the true God, simply because they were descendants from Abraham, was null and void. They rejected the word of God. They rejected the one who was the joy of Abraham, and thus they did not know God. They are as Jesus describes them in Matthew 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, If we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you are witnesses against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of your father's guilt. Be careful what you claim yourself to be. You will be held accountable to those words. The Jews imagined that they could know God while rejecting his word. But what testimony do you give when you live in opposition to his word? If you claim to know God, but defraud your neighbor, what shall you answer to the word of God, which commands you to love your neighbor as yourself? If you claim to know God, but neglect his word and sacrament, or fail to provide so that that word may be proclaimed, what answer can be given to the commandment, Remember the Sabbath day? If you claim to know God, but are a gossip and a slanderer, if you are a liar or given to foul speech, what answer will you give to the eighth commandment of the law? Or to the words of St. James by inspiration of the Holy Spirit? But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. St. James also declares, Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his words are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The lies and slanders of the Jews, their claims to their lineage, and their threat of violence, gained them nothing but destruction. Their own words testify against them. And you are in danger that your words would so testify against you. If you claim to be a Christian, but by your words and beliefs and deeds, lie against your claim. We pray in the first petition of the Lord's Prayer, Hallowed be thy name. How is God's name kept holy? God's name is kept holy when the word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God also lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. But anyone who teaches or lives contrary to God's word profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, Heavenly Father. We are born in sin. We are born liars. But the word of God, which comes from outside of us, brings life and truth. And Jesus says to us, "Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Jesus is the living word, God in flesh, whose gospel proclaims the forgiveness of sins through his blood. The words in Hebrews in chapter 9 proclaim, "Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption." The blood of Christ obtains eternal redemption. His death for us brings eternal life. His resurrection from the dead brings life to we who deserved death on account of our sins. The death of him who is the way, the truth, and the life brings life to those who have been liars from birth. Abraham rejoiced to see his day, and he saw it and was glad. And we, confessing our sins and believing in Jesus Christ as our Savior, rejoice in Jesus, who came to free us from sin and death and the power of the devil. This is God's promise to all those who repent of their sins and believe upon Christ, that there is for them full forgiveness of sins and the gift of everlasting life through Christ Jesus our Lord. The words spoken so long ago when the Lord called Abram, saying, "And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." These words are fulfilled, for in Christ Jesus, descended according to the flesh from Abraham, and yet also the eternal Son of God according to his divine nature, is life and salvation to those from all nations who believe in him. The words of St. Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." These words are our confession as well, and the confession of faith springs from the faith which the Holy Spirit has planted in our hearts through the word of eternal life. The sinner may choose to remain in death, rejecting the word, but if you confess your sins, believing in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be saved. This salvation comes to us through the cleansing waters of holy baptism, where Christ washes us clean from our sins. The word of absolution forgives our sins, for we receive the absolution as the words of Christ himself, not doubting but firmly believing that by these words our sins are forgiven before God in heaven. And the blessed communion of Christ's body and blood take away our sins as we receive the blessed sacrament. Rejoice in Christ's free salvation. Rejoice in the word of eternal life. Rejoice, for the one who has promised us the forgiveness of sins is God himself, who died and rose to bring us into life eternal. Amen. Let us pray. We beseech thee, Almighty God, mercifully to look upon thy people, that by thy great goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore, both in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The people of Salem Lutheran Church invite you to visit them today for the 10:30 a.m. worship service. Sunday school is available for all ages at 9:30 a.m. During this Lenten season, we are having midweek services on Wednesdays at 7:30 in the evening. We invite you to join us this Wednesday evening. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, with divine service with the procession with palms at 10:30 a.m. With Palm Sunday, we begin Holy Week as we prepare for the feast day of Easter, which the Church celebrates on March 27th. To learn more about Salem Lutheran Church or about this broadcast, you may call the congregation at 533-2330. You may also visit us on the internet at www.salemlutheranchurch.net. Salem is located approximately 2 miles north of Malone, off of FM 308. This broadcast is made possible through the generous support of the members of Salem Lutheran Church.